Okay, so what I wanted to do now is a bit of a, you know, look, after we did for very heavily, everything was related for the first Sigya, so then you've seen we've done a few smaller ones. We spent 2 days on Psak. We mostly got through those sources. I'm not going to go back to it at this point. Then we dealt with the Mesibot stuff on Daf Chet. Now, on Daf Zayin, so in general, one of the ways that the Gemara organizes, which is maybe the most frustrating, is that it organizes sometimes topically, but often it just organizes based on who said something. Right, so that was what was happening on Zayim and Beis, right? Is that we had a series of statements by Nachum Hamadai, which are, you know, Nachum Hamadai had weighed in on our sugya on how many days are you worried about? and he'd said only one day before, and then you had a series of things that Nachum Hamadai said that nobody liked, right? Nishtakeh davar velo yomar, things that have to be sunken and never said, where the Gemara really, really, really didn't like Nachum Hamadai's position. But then, what does the Gemara do? Right, then the Gemara says, is that fair? Right, how is it that nothing Nachum Hamadai ever said we agree with? Right, not just we don't agree with, like you insult it, right? Nishtakeh davar, let it be sunken. I don't want anyone to hear it. So the Gemara says, no, there's one thing we do hold of. And that's how we get on to a sugya, which is radically different for everything which we've seen, which is this issue of adding to tefillah. So that's where how the Gemara gets into it. So let's just go through it. What I want to do is the Gemara seems to just be saying you're allowed to add to tefillah. But as we'll see, and if you've gone through the sources, you started to see Rabbeinu Yonah is medayik in our Gemara that there are very different ways in which we add to tefillah. So let's just first go through the Gemara. So the Gemara says, who wants to take the Gemara? Okay. So it starts on Zayin Amud Beis, right? Like 12 lines up, maybe. Yeah. Right, so that was the background, right? The Gemara, right before that, had said, if you go back even just one line, right, that Amr le'rach bar min yomi la'abai gavar rabba asa me'atrein kol milsa da'amri amr le'nishtakeh davar lo nemar. Right, there's a great person here, and literally everything the man says, you say, sink it. It can't be said. So the Gemara says, no, Amr ika chada davdinan gavate. Don't worry, we don't hate him, right? There's one thing we poskin like that he says, right? That's the background. That's what we got into this thing, okay? So what is it?
Amar Chachara,
Davdin and Kavate, right? There's one thing we do like him, right? Ikachada, there is one thing, Davdin, that we do Kavate, like him. Right? And some of the Achronim suggest that the reason Ishtakeh Davar Velo Nemar is so harsh is because it sounds like, right, sometimes we'll have a machlokis and we'll say we always paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. But nishtakeh hadavar, right? Let what he said be sunk. Velo nemar, it was never said. Sounds more like what he said isn't even Torah, right? Like it's michutz lamachaneh, right? Just out of the realm of things that are allowed to be said. And that's really what is bothering the Gemara, right? Is that it's not just you're rejecting it. It sounds like it's not Torah, right? It's out of bounds, right? How could it be that someone, a great person, everything is so off or out of bounds that you react so harshly? So the Gemara, right, again, softens it by saying there is one thing. So what is that? D'tanya.
D'tanya. D'tanya Nachum Hamadi. Omer.
Wait, what does Hamadi mean?
Midi, judge?
No, he's from Media, the country, right? You know, like Parasu Madai in the Megillah.
Okay, Midi.
It's like calling you the Floridian. Or you.
Belgium.
Antwerpian. That's how you say it? Okay. Belgium. How do you say Belgium. Someone from Belgium?
Belgian.
An English or Dutch?
Yeah, no, in English. Like a Belgian? No, Belgian. What am I saying? Belgian. Belgian. What am I saying? Belgian. Yes. I'm so tired. Okay. Yeah.
Hamadi Omer Shoal Adam Tzrichiv Be Shomea Tvila Amar. Oh, wait. Shomea Tvila.
What does that mean?
That to ask. He says, ask what a man asks. Needs
his needs
and hears tefillah
B'shomea tefillah. What's shomea tefillah?
What he hears in tefillah?
No, in the bracha of shomea tefillah.
Oh.
You know, like the last bracha before,
yeah.
Right? Said that you're allowed to ask for whatever you want in shomea tefillah. And if you notice, right, and we'll get to where this comes from. What?
Like, if you want to win a contest, like, if you want to win a raffle, like, in shomea tefillah, you have in mind that you, if you can...
What in mind? You should say it.
Huh?
You should say it. What do you mean in mind?
In Hebrew, should I need shomea in whatever?
Yes.
Like, while, or while you're saying shomea tefillah...
Or in English. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Right, that's the sugya we're dealing with. But yes, he just says, so put it in. And shawl doesn't mean in your head. I mean, you can ask. Verbally.
Okay.
Please, God, I want to win this raffle. Thank you. Not thank you. Thank you, it's Modib. But, right, please, I want to win this.
Okay.
Right? That's what he says.
Doesn't mean you win, but...
Yeah, right, you can ask. You can ask a lot of things.
Wouldn't hurt to ask, right?
Never.
Avar barmina dehahi.
So Gemara says, barmine dahi. Detalia ba'ashle rafrafei. Gemara said that doesn't count. Right, that doesn't prove anything.
Okay.
Because it's true that Nachum Amadei said it, but he was relying on bigger people before him, Ba'ashle Rafrafe. Right? Rashi has two interpretations, but I'm taking one of them. Right? Meaning there were big trees before him that said this. Right? That's the second Dan Rashi. The other one is big ropes. The point is that people said it before him. Meaning the reason it's so insulting to Nachum Amadei is that everything he said in his own name you throw out. One thing we paskin like him, but that's only because he was channeling bigger people. But literally nothing he says of his own opinion you like. Right? So the Gemara says, how do we know that other people held this way?
Of Rav Ravi. Is it like Rabbi Ravi? D'Tanya?
Rav Ravi is big.
It's what?
Big. Ba'ashle Rav Ravi. Big ropes or big trees.
Oh, okay. Tanya and our Rav Eliezer Omer and our Mishnah Rav
Eliezer. Nebraisa. Tanya's always Nebraisa. Almost always Nebraisa.
Detana is a Mishnah, is in our Mishnah.
Right, right. So Detanya, right, so Rav Eliezer Omer.
Rav Eliezer Omer, Shoal Adam, Shrichin, Ve'acharka, Yitpalel,
Shnei Amar Tefila. Shnei Amar Tefila, Ani Ki Atof, Lefnei Hashem, Yishpoch Sicho.
So it's almost the same thing.
He asks
his needs after, and afterwards he prays that he says.
Right. So he said, right, first you're supposed to praise God, and then you're supposed to ask for your needs. Right. Where do we get this? From the pasuk, right? Tefillah la'ani kiyatov. Right.
Okay.
Right. Meaning, which is. Right, so the way the Gemara reads it, now we have to be very careful, is the tefillah, I mean the personal tefillah rather, not praise, that's later in the Gemara. The personal davening, right, tefillah lani, first ask your individual things, and then daven, tefillah lani ki atof, right, the individual tefillah, right, Rashi says ki atof, atifat nafsho, v'da'agat libo yitpalat tefillah, right, first express what's in your own heart. And then Yishpoch Sicha, then put forth the formal tefillah. Because Sicha is tefillah.
I see.
And where do we get that from? We get that from last week's parasha. Shemar, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Lasadeh. That Yitzchak went out Lasuach. And the Gemara says that means he went to Davin.
Okay. So is that what we follow by now? Like now it is that what people do for
what do you mean?
When they're asking for something. Like
We're not done. Rabbi Shul Omer Yitpalel V'achagach Yishal Tzrachav.
Oh, David, and then afterwards ask for what you want.
Right. Do foremost want to say first. Shenemar Eshboch Lefanav Sichi Tzarti Lefanav Agid. He reads it differently, which is I pour out my tefillah after I've already davened formally. Right, meaning, is it that I first say my own things and then Shmoneh Esrei, or that by the time I get to my own needs, I have already daven formal Shmoneh Esrei? Right, that's the machloket in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, but don't they each have these psukim to deal with? So it says, they should do it at the same time. Right, that when you are davening, that's when you should ask your own things. So the Gemara says, Michti, so I'll go through this quickly. He says, Michti, cry lo kimar daiki, lo kimar daiki. the psukim aren't good for either of them, right? They're not precise according to either position. Whether they say Shmona Esrei, then your tefillah, or your tefillah, then Shmona Esrei. So Gemayka Miflagei. So what do they argue about? To the Darish of Simloi. The Darish of Simloi. Because Reb Simloi says what? Lo olam yisader adam shuchosh al makom. Right, before you even get to requests, what do?
Before you Kemiflagei,
They're arguing. The darish of Simloi, olam yisader adam shivcho shel makom. Three lines on the bottom.
Yeah, I see.
You should always what's shivcho? Right, praise God first. V'achar kach yitpalel, and then request.
What's
Shema
before
Shmona Esrei? That's smichut geulah l'tzvila. But even within Shmona Esrei, we have the first three brachot are shevach, then bakasha, and then hoda'a. Right, and that is the format of tefillah, possibly even biblically. Minalan, how do we know that? Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. From Moshe Dichtiv, Hashem Elokim, Atachi Lota Larod Avdacha. At first he says, God, you showed me your greatness, which is praise. And then he said, Uktiv Batre, Ebrana Be'aret, Aretz HaTova. And then he made his request. Rabbi Shua Savar Yalfinan Mimoshe. Rabbi Savar Yalfinan Mimoshe. The machlok it is, do we model ourselves on Moshe or not? So Gemara says, oh.
Moshe Rabbeinu or the rabbi, this rabbi?
No, Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh.
Right, because Moshe first thanked God, praised God, and then he requested. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says, Shiny Moshe, the Rav Guvra, he was particularly great. And therefore he could praise God and it would be great. Not everybody can praise God. Now this is part of a Gemara's a philosophy you find several places in the Gemara, which is right that it's not actually a given you're allowed to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Gemara in Brachot says what? That there was a person who once got up to daven Shmona Esrei, and what did he do? Come on, you guys know this Gemara, right? He got up there and he said, Akel, Agador, Lagibor, Vanorava, Ayomba, Atsumba. He threw in every adjective you could think of. And when he stopped, they said to him,
don't start, no.
Is that it?
Oh.
And he said, what do you mean, is that it? He said, look, if you stick to what Chazal said, that's one thing. Right? You stick to the descriptions in the Torah, that's one thing. But if you're going to try to praise God forever,
it's not enough.
Right, it's not enough. Right, so most people can't. Right, praising God takes a certain amount of
effort.
No, not effort. A certain amount of arrogance. To say that you have the right to praise God. Right, that you are capable of expressing how great God is, that takes a certain level of presumptuousness. Right, and therefore, the Gemara says it's not obvious you're allowed to do that. And that's why, right, the Gemara says that according to one position, the fact that Moshe praised God isn't proof that we should do that first, because maybe we aren't on the right to praise him. Or the Gemara says elsewhere, Mi malel kvod Hashem, yashmi akol tilato, l'mi ra'ui. Right, who's allowed to praise God? Only one who can say kol tilato, who's great enough that he can say all his praise. Right, a regular person, a little bit of praise is sort of insulting. Right, you don't really understand me. Who do you? You think you even understand me that you could praise me? Right? Okay. The Chachamim Omrim, but then this is the point. This is what we got to, right? All of this was background to Nachum Amadai's position, which is lo kedivrei zeh ve'lo kedivrei zeh. Neither is right. Meaning, Dani, neither is right. You don't ask for your request before davening or after davening. What do?
You don't get a request, you do it between.
You do it in davening. Right in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Where? El Shoel Adam Tzrachav B'Shomea Tvila.
In Shomea Tvila.
Right, you add it in Shomea Tvila. Right, and Amar Avidam Shmuel Alocha Shoel Adam Tzrachav B'Shomea Tvila. So then the Gemara introduces several more statements. Amar Avidu the Breder of Shmuel Bar Shelat Mishmei De Rav. And what did Avidu say in the name of Bar Shelat in the name of Rav? Right. Ah, falpi shamru shoal dam tzrachav b'shomea tefila. Even though what we say that a person can ask for his needs in shomea tefila. Aval ba lomar b'sof kol bracha o bracha me'ein kol bracha o bracha.
Come to see Omer. The end of the bracha and you bless.
In ba lomar b'sof kol bracha o bracha. If you want to, at the end of each bracha, to say what? Me'ein kol bracha o bracha. What's me'ein, Dani? What's main?
Huh?
What is main?
From you?
No, sort of like. Right? Like main ame oraz yalaviyavo, right? A little bit of, right? So main, ko bracha bracha, right? In the theme of.
Huh.
Right? So the end of each bracha. So then what? Omer!
You say it.
Right? So, what does that mean?
That you could. To make the even after your tefillah, you could ask as well.
In each bracha, like shomei tefillah, you can say whatever you want. But if you want to talk about the theme of each bracha, then you say it
after
in the bracha itself.
Okay.
Like in Refa'inu or Baruch Aleinu.
I see.
Right, and then Amar Abchia Barashi.
If you want to talk about someone being healthier, don't not just do it in Shema Tefillah.
Correct.
In Refa'inu.
And that's what. Right, Amar Abchia Barashi Marav. Al Pishamru Shalom Zarchav Shema Tefillah. Even though we say you can ask in Shema Tefillah, Im Yeshlo Choleh B'Toch Beito Omer B'Birchat Cholim. If you have a sick person in your house, so what do you do?
You
say in Refa'inu. Bim Tzarich LaParnasa. If you need to make a living, Omer B. Birchat Hashanim. What's Birchat Hashanim? Max, what's Birchat Hashanim?
The blessing of the years.
Which bracha is Birchat Hashanim?
Four? I don't know.
Baruch Aleinu.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And then the Gemara adds yet another one. In even though we said you can ask in Shema Tefillah, if the end of your davening you want to add Keseder Yom HaKippurim, right? So then you're allowed to. So the Gemara has three statements. Right? You're allowed to add in Shema Tefillah. If you have a sick person, you have four statements. Shema Tefillah, Me'ain kol bracha o bracha, right? If you want to add something of the theme of the bracha, you're allowed to. If you have a sick person in your house, add it in Refa'inu. And at the end of davening, Mosif ke afil keseder Yom HaKippurim.
What's the end? What's the end
of the end? The end. After Sim Shalom.
Oh,
okay. It's a machloket, whether it's before you heal the Ratzon or after you heal the Ratzon. But we'll get to that. But the end, right, which is what we do. On Yom Kippur, that's what we do. Right? After Sim Shalom is when we say Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarnu Dofi, Avinu, Vihirshanu, Zadnu, Chamadnu, Zarashaka, Yatsura, Kizamnu, etc., etc. And then, Achechachatan alone is the Ratzon, Achechachatan, blah, 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 and on and on and on and on. Right? You can't do that in the middle of Shmones, right? Right? We do it at the end. So, the question that the Rishonim wanted to deal with is as follows. Okay? This is what we want to deal with today and tomorrow. Probably mostly tomorrow. Right, but I'll set up the problems at least today. What Gemara wanted to deal with was, okay, why is it legitimate to add to davening? Where is it legitimate to add to davening? And is there a difference between these four statements? Right, I mean, there are four statements here, right? You can add in Shema Tefillah. You can add Me'ain Kol Bracha Bracha, right? In the theme of each bracha. You can add for a sick person in your house. Right, which sounds very much like number two. Right, two and three sound very much the same. Right, number two is you're allowed to add at the end of each bracha in the theme of the bracha. Right, number three is if you have a sick person in your house, you can ask in Refa'inu.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Parnasa, you can ask in Baruch Aleinu.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one is at the end of davening, you can add Keseder Yom HaKippurim. So the question that bothered Rishonim, especially Rabbeinu Yonah, is there a difference between the nature of each of these four statements? Meaning, is there a difference between this type of thing I can add in Shema Koleinu and Refa'inu? Because, give me two ways of reading this Gemara. Right? What is the relationship between these statements?
There are ways in which you can ask for something.
In what sense? Or let me put it differently. Are you allowed to ask for the same thing in Refa'inu and Shema Koleinu?
Yes.
So one possibility is yes. Right? Namely what? One way of reading this Gemara, Max, is that it is being more inclusive. Meaning, if you want to talk about sick people, you have a choice. Shmako Rifainu, or the catch-all, which is Shmako Leinu. Right? And if you don't want to do that because you want to talk for a long time, right, you can do it at the end of davening. Right? If you want to ask for Parnasa, you could ask in Baruch Aleinu. If you don't do that, you could ask in Shmako Leinu. If you don't do that, you could ask at the end of davening. Right? Meaning, it's one-directional. Right? You can... In each bracha, you are very limited. Shema Koleinu, you're not as limited. At the end of davening, you're not as limited. And that's one way. right? The other way is to say this isn't one directional, meaning it's not like I can only talk about X in Rifaenu, but I can talk about X plus 1 in Shema Koleinu, right? What is it? Well, what's the other possibility? There's very simple logical possibilities, right? One possibility is it's getting more and more inclusive. Right? It's not lafuke. Right? It's not telling me I can't talk about sick people in Shema Koleinu. It's just telling me that... Right? It's not telling me I can't talk about sick people in Shema Koleinu. It's just saying that if I want to talk about sick people, if I want it in a specific bracha, only if I knew. If I want to put it in Shema Koleinu, the end of Davening, I can do that. What's the other way of saying this?
One or two more things.
No, the other way of saying, one way of saying it keeps getting more inclusive.
Right.
The other is to say, no, these are mutually exclusive statements, meaning what you can do in Rifaenu, you can't do in Shema Koleinu, or you can't do at the end of Davening.
So you can't repeat yourself, basically.
Right, meaning that, or that they're different. Right, that these statements aren't. You can talk about sick people
and
not
in, go in any of them. It has
correct.
To
it's sick person. So then you'd have to say, well, then what is Shema Koleinu? Isn't if I have a sick person in my house, is that not something I want to ask for in Shema Koleinu? The answer might be
no.
It might be not. Now, what types of distinctions could you make between these? Right, Max. What types of distinctions could you distinguish between the different types of things you might ask for in davening? So one is content, right? Sickness. What else? What other distinctions might be halakhically relevant?
What? We're talking about just for anywhere?
No, everything. What types of distinctions might be relevant? Let's assume...
Whether it's a personal or universal.
Perfect. Right? Another possibility...
Yeah, for example, if you're asking what is for a child versus you're asking for... personal health.
Correct. Right. Another distinction might be that some of these refer to communal and some refer to personal. Right. Where would you get an indication that might be true, Donnie? Where would you get an indication that might be true? That there might be a distinction in the words. Tomorrow we'll get into the nitty gritty, but just to set it up, where would you get an indication in the Gemara that there might be a difference between a personal request and communal? In the Gemara, in the words. In the words. Don't give me a concept. Tomorrow we'll deal with concepts. Prove for me from the words of the Gemara that there's a possibility between...
Where are we?
Right? So... Because what does the Gemara say? Because, right, you would distinguish between what? Shoel Adam Tzrachav. Will you ask for your own needs? And what? In Balo Mar Bezov Kol Bracha Ubracha Me'in Kol Bracha, if you want to add to the theme of the Bracha, you could add. Does that say anything about personal requests?
No.
And what is the end of each Bracha? Tell me the end of each Bracha. What is common to all Brachot at the end? How are they phrased? Max.
It's thanks.
No.
What?
Bracha and Shemoneh Esrei are thanks?
It's the end of that.
No, they're not. Not really thanks. I mean, they're... It's not really... Fine. I mean, not really thanks. Maybe praise, but not really thanks. But what's common to them? How are they phrased? You said it.
By universal.
Universals. Rofei cholim. Right? You heal the sick. Mm-hmm. Right?
Plural.
Right? Plural. You're talking about God's nature as a healer of the sick. Right? That's different than saying, please make my... relative get better, right? Right. Now, therefore, one might distinguish, and we'll see, Rabbeinu Yonah is going to distinguish between saying, right, between saying, my sister has a cold, make her better, and there's a measles outbreak in Israel, right, make everybody safe.
There is.
I know, that's why I use that example. Right, there's a measles outbreak in Israel, heal everybody, right? Not... Really?
It's where the
epicenter. No, it's not. There's two epicenters. One is the left-wing liberals in Tel Aviv, and the other is the Haredim, because the two communities who don't do it...
Just don't do it.
Who don't believe in science. What do you mean? It's the same in America. In America, where are all these outbreaks? California.
Cities that hate that think vaccines cause autism.
Science has been debunked.
We know, but this is okay. Important for life. Remember, people on the left and people on the right. Right? It's not like people on the left believe in science, people on the right don't. Right? People on the left like saying that people on the right don't like science because they don't believe in global warming. And people on the right say that people on the left don't like science because they don't believe in vaccines. Right? Everybody on left and right has their mishigas. Okay?
Everyone's equally stupid.
Not everybody's stupid. There are people on each side who have mishigas. Okay? The point is, right, that there's a difference fundamentally between saying, right, please let my sister get better from her cold, right, and saying, God, there is a measles outbreak in Israel, right, please heal them, right? That might be more in line with the generality of the bracha, right? So what we'll see is that one way of reading this Gemara is that, look, these are a bunch of options. You could add sick people in Rifainu, you could add in Shema Koleinu, you could add at the end of Shemon Esrei. Right? It's a one-directional thing, meaning certain brachot are very thematic. So if you're going to talk in those brachot, you got to talk about that theme. Other brachot, or the end of davening, is more generic. So you could talk about sick people in Rifainu, you could talk about sick people in Shema Koleinu.
It's not really an extension, that's what
I'm saying. Not extension. It's more inclusive.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right? The other possibility is saying no. Right? And this is what Rabbi Yonah is going to claim. They are different. Mm-hmm. Right? Meaning, it's not anything you could do in Rifa'inu, you could also do in Shema Koleinu. Mm-hmm. Right? There are, right? The nature of what you're allowed to add is different in both directions. Right? It's not more inclusive. You can do certain types of things in Rifa'inu that you can't in Shema Koleinu, and certain things in Shema Koleinu you can't do in Rifa'inu. And the axes along which he's going to divide it are the type of need, generality versus, right, individual, right? All those types of things we're going to see he's going to claim is the basis of the distinction. Now, there is one more distinction you can make, and we'll see this will be important in the Ran. And this comes down to a linguistic point. Max, how do you translate the words? Shoel Adam Tzrachav. To ask, right? Adam, a person. Tzrachav is needs. Translate it. There's two ways of translating it, yeah?
No. Ask for what a person needs.
Right? I mean, a person, blank, his needs. A person, blank, ask his needs. What's the word that could go in there? There's two words that could go in there. Shoel. Adam Tzrachav. A person, blank, ask his needs.
May ask.
May or?
Will.
Or must. Right? May or must. Right? Meaning, is the Gemara telling you you're allowed to? Or is the Gemara telling you you must? Right? And we'll see, this is going to be the Ran. The Ran is going to say in Shema Koleinu, in 1 second, the Ran is going to say in Shema Koleinu, you can. But if you have a sick person to daven for, then you must do it in Rifa'inu. Right? So what distinction? The distinction we'll see tomorrow.
You may do it in, what do you say again?
You may, I mean you're allowed to if you want. And the other is you have no choice, you have to. Right? Right? Shoel could mean either one. Right? So we'll see. The Ran is going to play up on that. So when we see, what we're going to see tomorrow is that what the Gemara is clearly saying is that our matbea hatfila, right, meaning our formal tfila, is not the be all and end all. One can add to it, right? But is it simply you have like 10 options of where you can add, right? Which is one possibility of reading. Is it that no, you're allowed to add at multiple places, but each of them has their own identity? Right? It might depend on what type of need. It might depend on who you're asking for, whether it's for a community or for an individual, all those stuff. Right? And the third distinction is, are all of these options or are some of them chiyuvim? Right? Is it that all of these are saying you're allowed to ask if you want to, or are some of them saying you have no choice? Right? You must ask. Okay? So, how many of the sources do you guys get through? Do you guys get through Ben Yoni yet?
Let me see.
That was the big source.
The big source we did not do.
Well, that's the source you have to do.
Which one? Which one are you talking
about? Ben Yoni?
This
one we didn't do.
So tomorrow, make sure you do. No, you know the first one first. You did Ben Yoni?
Wait, the first one?
The second, like the source that's actually here.
One second.
Sure. Give me yes in 2 minutes.
Did we do that?
No.
Okay. Tomorrow, what I want you to do is make sure that you look at least, okay, Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm going to tell you in advance what's going to happen. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to take the position that these are mutually exclusive, right? Beit Yosef is going to challenge that and say that not all Rishonim believed in that. The Ran, get it through as much of this as you can, but the Ran in number 7 is going to discuss the must can question, right? Do you have to, or are you allowed to question? And after number 9, but after number 9, it's halacha. I mean, up to number 9, it's the Rishonim. After that, it's a summary of halacha l'maisa, what we do with this. Mm-hmm. Right? So what I want to do tomorrow is go through this and go from the theory on halacha l'maisa, right? Through the practical. We'll get through as much of it as we can. You know, I gave it to you all here. There are also some smaller questions we have to deal with, which is like before or after Yehi L'Ratzon. Are you right? By saying that you can ask Seder Yom Kippurim at the end of davening, does that mean you can't in the middle of davening?
Okay.
Right, like Ishma Koleinu, you can ask whatever you want, but only short. Right, like length, as we said, is another axis you have to talk about. So that's what we're going to deal with. Try to at least, like I said, get through two, three, minimum two, three, and seven. Those are the most important. 2, 3, and 7. I would like for you to get two through nine.
Can I ask you
right?
a question?
Two through, okay, just guys, mark that down. Okay. You must by tomorrow get through 2, 3, and 7. Ideally, get up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Once you get to Shulchan Aruch, we can read through that, because that's going to be the halacha l'maaseh summary of what we did, okay?
Okay, what?
Good.